This is the Jamcast on Rookery Radio, Rook College Radio. It's Friday, the last day of school for this week, and it's about to be break time, and we are pumped. We have a full cast and crew. Go ahead and introduce yourself, starting here to my right.
Hello, I'm Tanner. I was not supposed to be here today, but we'll get into that in a little bit here.
Hey, everybody, it's Rachel.
Ooh, hold on. Something's with my mic. Anyway, or my headphones. But anyway, hello, I'm Morgan.
And I'm Alyssa.
And my best friend in the world, Noah, is over there on the couch. Special guest.
Shout out. Hey, Noah.
Shout out. So we're going to just jump right into it. Tanner, like he said in the open, said he almost wasn't able to be here, but he is here now. So what was the ordeal?
I'm here now. So yesterday I was driving to school with Alyssa, and as we're pulling into the deck, back right tire, it's making a noise when I turn. I'm like, that just doesn't sound good. And Alyssa was like, that doesn't sound good either. I'm like, uh-oh. Always something wrong with this car. I drive a 2002 Ford Taurus, by the way. Great car. It served me well for a while, but it's just, like, really starting to fall apart. So, basically, we go, you know, it's fine, whatever. We do our thing, and then we're going to get lunch. It's doing it again. After lunch, doing even worse. This whole time, I'm just stressing out about it. I'm like, okay, I have this thing I have to go to later today. Do I skip this? Take it now? Do I go tomorrow? So, what I do is, there's a place in Niles. It's called Good Old Midas. And I give them a call, and I'm like, hey, here's the issue with the car. Do you think I take it in now or can I wait until tomorrow? And this man tells me possibly the worst thing you can ever tell a beta male like me, and that is use your best judgment. And I'm like,
uh-oh.
I'm like, excuse me, sir, I needed you to dominate me and tell me to take it in right now. But anyway, lunch is over. We go back. It sounds worse.
Keep in mind, can I interrupt? Lunch is miserable. I have lunch with him multiple times a week. He was just, like, sweating the whole time, talking about his car. Then he's like, enough about the car. What's going on with you? And then he'd, like, bring the conversation back to the car. Anyway, keep going.
Anyway, I email our professor, Shelly. I'm like, look, I'm not going to be able to make it to the class field trip today. I'm sorry. I have to take my car in. And I'm like, I know the car trouble thing excuse is a cliche, but this is for real. You can ask Alyssa. She can vouch for the grinding sound on my tire. So I drive to Midas. I take it in. First, the man couldn't get my car to unlock. So I had to unlock the car for him. And so he drives it in, whatever. He takes it in. And then a guy comes and gets me, and he's like, hey, do you want to, like, come take a look at this? It'd be easy for me to just, like, show you, then explain it. So he shows me, and basically, on the suspension or whatever, like, a little, like, piece broke, and it was, like, dragging on the tire. And I was like, uh-oh, that's not good. And then, so, basically what he told me is that it would be, like, $300 to fix that, and that was just for one of them, and usually when one goes, the other's gonna go. But I'm like, buddy, I'm hoping I don't have this car in a couple months, so can we just do the one? And so I just did the one. But he said the reason why he was going to have to keep it overnight, I didn't think I was going to be here today, is because I thought I wasn't going to have a car. I didn't think I was going to make it here. I thought I was going to be, like, borrowing a car or something. But here I am. Little spoiler, I got the car back early. I got it back. The guy comes in. He's like, a piece that usually breaks that makes this a very long fix didn't break. So you'll have it back in 15 minutes. And then he's like, and because it didn't take as long for me to do less work, we're going to take some money off of there. So wow. A $300 fix went into a $266 fix. So I would just like to take this into Midas and Niles. If you ever have an issue with your car, seriously, go check it out. So, so nice. Mr. Midas there. He is, like, the nicest man. I wish I knew his name.
I
can't tell you how many times I've taken my car. Oh, I always go there. Whenever I have an issue with my car, which has been plenty of times, I always go there. And they always are so honest with me. And there have been times where, like, I'm taking something in and, like, they didn't even have to do that much to fix it. And they're like, oh, no charge. We didn't have to do that much. And I'm like, you know what? Bless you. So,
there's nothing better than a car shop that actually takes care of you instead
exactly.
of scamming
yeah.
you.
Yeah, because it's so easy, like, an idiot like me, like, to scam me and be like, oh, this thing, like, your car is going to, like, not work tomorrow if you don't get this fixed.
$5,000.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm, like,
check
stupid.
Prices, man. You gotta check prices.
Yeah, like, my small brain, I'll be like, oh, my God, you're right. Like, I need to get this fixed now. But, like, no, not at Midas. not in Midas. So everyone go check out Midas and Niles.
All right. I'll go check it out. Hopefully my car doesn't break down.
It's not a paid-for advertisement.
No, it is not.
This
not
is
yet.
Straight
not
from yet. The heart of Tanner Mondock.
Not yet.
I just want to get in a daily swirl.
Oh, goodness.
There we go. Welcome. Sounds good.
So
I hate that.
This episode, we're basically going to talk about the entire jam bar, because we have some great stories in here.
We sure do.
We do. We have some great stuff. For once, I read just about every single story.
What do you mean, for once?
I thought you were going to say, like, for once, we finally have good content.
You're supposed to read every one of them.
I do what I can. All right, I do what
don't
I can.
Let me hear it.
Look, I only read all of them because I have to.
Exactly.
Just when I was a general assignment reporter, I just flipped through the
pictures.
Pages.
The pictures are very nice. They're very pleasant always. I know that for sure.
That's true.
Yep.
That's true.
I don't know why, but
for some reason they're good, but they're only like second rate though.
Can we talk about some guy that came in the office and is coming for Tanner's job?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, apparently he comes right in. He's like, "Hey, is this the jam bar?" I'm like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Hey, I'm gunning for your job, buddy." And I'm like, "We'll see." We'll see.
You know, he was a godsend, and by godsend I mean thank you, Francis Claus.
Yes, thank you, Franny.
Because I was freaking out. I was like, who was gonna be a candidate for the photo editor? I don't know. Because Tanner is just amazing and there's no one that could ever replace him, but I need somebody to replace him.
He's just trying to butter you up.
To stay longer.
Yeah, we haven't been able to convince you to take an extra year.
Yeah.
So I think we found a good quality man who seems reliable.
Maybe. Complimented my outfit, so he's
there you
me
go.
Too. He complimented my skirt
what do you
thing.
Do, Tanner?
I didn't compliment your guys' outfits today.
Yeah, I'm wearing a cool
I'm
skirt
still waiting.
Thing.
It's very nice, guys. You look nice.
Well, either way, I'm very happy about it. And let's get into some of these jam bar stories. And a very important jam bar story about Barbara Krause. So recently, Barbara Krause unexpectedly passed away, and this is something that we spoke about on our last Jamcast, but John Strand, one of our news reporters, wrote a wonderful profile piece just, you know, about the memory of Barbara Krause, and this woman has been the voice of Youngstown as a host for the Morning Edition and the Weekend Morning Classical Music for WYSU-FM for 3 decades. So her voice is very, very familiar to a lot of people that would wake up, turn on WYSU, and listen to that either on their ride to work or, you know, just throughout the day. And she just had such a vibrant and enthusiastic personality, according to Gary Sexton, who is the director of broadcasting at WYSU. And he has been working with her for a very, very long time. So, I mean, my heart goes out to the family, friends, and listeners of Barbara Krause because she really did make an impact on the Youngstown community.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, she like you mentioned, she started as a student worker with the radio station in 1975, a graduate of South Range. My goodness, graduate of YSU. Yeah, graduate of YSU, the music program, bachelor's degree in music education. So she knows her music. She knows she's a YSU lady through and through. And it's tough to see one of your own passing. So, and she lived a wonderful life, like you said. She is the voice of the area for that radio station in the morning. So
yeah, and there are a lot of young people who are YSU students who are interning or, you know, working at WYSU who have said that she's made a great impact on them. So her legacy is definitely going to live on through WYSU. And I'm sure it's going to be very difficult to fill her position in the morning.
Absolutely. We're going to go to the cover story now of this week's paper by Amanda. She wrote a cool, pretty fantastic piece about Rust City Church bringing like a new location to YSU. Very nice church. I read the piece, and it's very exciting to get like an actual church for like basically a church for young people at YSU. It's a very nice thing. I have a home, I have a church, but for somebody that is looking for one, it's very nice and very local and basically in your backyard type of a church. So fantastic stuff.
Yeah. So this church is non-denominational, which means that you can go there and you don't need to be a specific religion. They are welcoming to anybody. And this isn't something that's going to be done every single week at YSU. I believe it's one Wednesday a month?
Yeah, they're doing it one Wednesday a month for now, kind of seeing what the reaction is and then going from there.
Yeah.
So absolutely. So if you're looking for a church, make sure you check them out, Rust City Church. And they just seem like some fantastic people. I mean, I might catch a service here, and they, like you said, it's only once a week, correct, on Wednesdays?
It's once a month, for now. And our designer, Lydia Tarleton, her husband is the pastor, so.
Yeah, wow. He's the campus pastor here. So awesome. That's really cool to have that connection.
Yeah, they want to start weekly services in fall of 2019 called the Preview Experience.
Cool. Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. There's some great photos, too, with it being the cover story. There's some awesome ones on there.
Thank you, Lydia, for that.
Yeah, Lydia.
Yeah, she did a great job.
Cool.
All right, up next.
Up next, we have a story about a local sheriff's deputy who cosplays as Night Mage. One of the top 10, like he said in the story, one of the top 10 male cosplayers like in the world.
In the world,
He is big time. Mm-hmm. So,
I'm trying to fix the mic. It's making this horrific screeching sound. So
they're a little rusty. But yeah, my crazy story because I've mentioned before, my dad is a police officer. My dad actually worked with this guy.
Okay.
So like I knew the story before, but I didn't know it as much as in detail. And I was happy I got to read this because sometimes those kind of type of stories really don't get released and put out as often as they probably should. But you, Alyssa, wrote the piece, so I want you to tell everybody about it.
Yeah. So I got interested in this because for a class I did a piece on cosplay culture. And through that, a friend connected me with Michael Wilson, and it's interesting because he's a sheriff's deputy, and he also does this cosplaying on the side. But the way he got into it was he made a Halloween costume from scratch. It was very popular, so he started doing it for like charity events, dressing up as the different characters. And through that, people just said, hey, do you know about cosplay? Want to go to these conventions? So now he goes to conventions and sells prints. And all of the prints he sells, everything's donated to charity.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I think it was he made like a Green Lantern costume, I think is what it was.
Yes.
And then he did that, and he's like, he really enjoyed it. He makes all of his costumes, from what I read, it was only like for like $250 each.
Yeah, he said that if he can't do it for under $250, he just doesn't do it because he wants to show that, you know, anyone can do this, and it doesn't matter what your budget is, it's doable. And another interesting thing is he won, I don't have it in front of me exactly the name of it, but an award for his volunteer services through the White House when President Obama was in office.
That's so, right. Yeah, they did say that in the story. But yeah, he gives a lot of his money back that he makes from those prints. He gives them to charities.
Yeah, all of the proceeds.
Yeah, he's a fantastic guy. He's like a police officer during the day and, you know, cosplayer at night.
What was he, the photo I took of him, what was he wearing? Like, what was he cosplaying as?
I really don't know.
I've never seen it before.
Oh, that's Spawn, dude.
Spawn?
Yeah.
What is that from?
It's a comic book. There's like a really cool movie.
Is it like a Marvel or like DC thing? Is it like?
I think it's Marvel. I can't remember which property it is, but it's a very dark,
It was good. I mean, it looked like a very good costume.
Because I do love comic books. I grew up like in a comic book store. Mm-hmm. So like from what I remember about Spawn, because I really haven't like read an actual issue, he's a police officer that actually was burned like in a house fire. And he's a very, very bad man. He's like a kind of like an anti-hero. So he has all these burns, goes down to hell, and hell gives him like these powers, and you know, he fights crime using his powers. And
does he fight crime in hell?
He fights crime for hell.
Whoa, that's all right. That's cool.
I'm confused.
It's pretty cool though.
But why does he fight? Why would he fight? Okay, this is my thing. Yeah. But why would he fight crime for hell? If like they want more people to come to hell, why are they fighting the people that commit this like those acts that would make you go to hell?
Well, I guess people there.
I guess it's too crowded.
Yeah, maybe they're trying to fight overcrowding.
Yeah, it's overpopulated. Maybe you should read the comic book, Morgan, if you're interested.
There'll probably be a movie in like.
There is.
Hey, yeah, I'll wait for that.
There already is a movie.
Okay.
There we go. They made it like 96, 97.
Oh, okay. Then they're due for like a new trilogy or something.
Oh yeah, it was the era of like the bat butts with like Batman and Robin.
Did
like
you say
those.
The bat butt.
Yeah, like you don't have you ever seen like the Ben Affleck, not Ben Affleck, George Clooney Batman movies when they have like
well.
Correction, Bud.
But. B-U-T-T. What? Where they have, like, you've never seen the costumes?
No.
They're, you gotta check them out. If you...
Is this a well-known thing?
Yes. Like,
the bat butt?
Wait, yes. I'm kind of confused.
Wait, what?
Wait, yeah. This?
Not that, no. Butts. Type in Batman and Robin, George Clooney. Those outfits are ridiculous. Like, they have, like, Batman costumes and Batman and Robin costumes have, like, their full detail, like, almost like they're not wearing anything.
Like paint?
You know what? Back to the story real quick, because I was just thinking about it. No, it's okay. I interviewed someone who works for one of the charities that Mike donates to, and I was asking her, you know, how did you get involved with working with a cosplayer? And she said that they actually don't get involved with him at all. What he does is just out of the kindness of his heart, he makes this money for them and just gives it to them. There's like no...
Yeah, so it's like a surprise. Yes, and it's such a great surprise.
She's like, I didn't even know he was raising money for my organization until he tagged us on Facebook, which is so funny.
And that just shows that it comes straight from the heart. Like,
right, there's no deal. There's no, like,
So imagine, you know, he's a real superhero.
He really is.
I agree.
Okay, I'm going to give you guys the play-by-play of this video I just found. It's called George Clooney's Butt.
Yes.
With a bunch of exclamation points. It's 16 seconds long. Okay, so I see the bat logo. He's wearing the suit. Oh, there's his butt. Okay, that's just his butt. Interesting. Okay, yeah. There's just like some close-up camera shots of George Clooney's butt,
like
the suit.
He's suiting up. Like, he pulls up his boots, he puts on his cape, and then you just see butt.
Yeah.
A real butt?
More than once. Oh, no, it's like
not only does it show the butt, it shows the front. So.
Yeah, they got the...
Yeah, why do they look like
listen,
they're wearing
cups? The costumes even have like actual like nipples on them, like Batman's costume.
Yeah, there are nipples.
They're the bat nipples and bat butts.
Like, what if you like misplaced your like you don't put your suit on right and your nipples don't align with the little nipple slots? And,
2019, like... bring back Batman's nipples.
Oh goodness!
Batman has nipples too.
Yeah, that's right. Oh. Goodness.
It looks like they're wearing sports cups.
Listen,
too.
I grew up with that movie, though. Batman and Robin, when I was, like, a kid, that was, like, the coolest movie. Because it has, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger as, like, Mr. Freeze and everything. It has, like, Uma Thurman as Poison Ivy. It is so 90s. It's amazing. But it's so campy. Like, it's like Adam West meets, like, the cool kid in school.
Noah's also, he's showing me this gif here, he's texting me, of like when Batman like couldn't turn his neck, in the suit. Like,
he couldn't turn his neck. Yeah. It's all shoulder movement, so look around. It's the best. Oh, Batman's looks so cool. So we have another story. Fantastic story about Night Mage.
Thank you.
And it was
thank
wonderful
you guys.
Meeting
thank you
him,
for
too.
Sharing that story of something that you don't normally hear about.
Absolutely.
You're welcome.
Listen, cosplay has like a taboo. Like it honestly does. And he said he's doing like such a cool thing with it and like helping others that with like organizations and stuff. It's a really cool thing that he does. It's a great story.
All right, we have some breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Update. The White House Fruit Farm Indian sculpture is still missing.
Oh, that's breaking news.
That's breaking news.
Still missing, guys. Breaking
Brady,
news.
Hey, Brady said 1 minute ago, our sports... Our
he was Spawn.
Brady.
She said breaking news.
It is breaking.
It's still missing.
$2,000 reward. Look for it. Stop. Find it.
Brady said... Brady, if you're listening, thanks. I'm sorry I called you our sports editor. Sorry, Brian. Brady, who is our web manager, said, just that I let you guys know, Spawn is published by Image Comics, apparently, unrelated to both Marvel and DC.
Thank you, Brady.
Yeah.
Shout out
Brady,
to you,
I'm
Brady.
Glad that you listen. Hey, Brent, how many people listen?
A good amount.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you.
Okay. I've just always been curious.
Yeah, it's a good number.
Oh.
So.
You're going for a high five.
Oh, man.
Can't you tell we're all ready for spring break? We're ready to let loose.
I'm spring fever.
Ready to go in those mountains.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go
you guys
hiking.
Tell what you guys are doing? Alyssa, the retreat leader, would you like to explain?
Alyssa Weston is the Jambar travel agent.
Yeah, read off the Google Doc. That you
no, no.
All right.
Wait, you made an agenda?
Oh, yeah, it's like super well done. Like, honestly, I feel
absolutely.
Like so good going into this trip.
Did I offend you? You're like, of course I did.
I have my little filing folder at home.
Do you have coupons?
I do. I have Gatlinburg. Well, I just got so excited. I'm sorry.
It's okay. You're loud.
I just got so into it. Yeah, I have Gatlinburg coupons.
Heck yeah. Well, listen. Alyssa does a blog about traveling, so you can tell she's very passionate about it. So make sure you go read those stories on the Jambar website. Mm-hmm.
I know you can't see me, but I'm beaming.
Yeah,
I'm beaming.
She is. She lit up.
And, like, she's told me so many stories.
My skin is gleaming. Yep.
She's, like, told me so many stories about, like, how, like, you know, she, like, plans for trips and everything. She's told me about her trips, but, like, witnessing her, like, planning for a trip now, like, firsthand and actually going on an Alyssa Weston, like, trip, it's, like, it's crazy. Like, she is such a good planner. This Google Doc is, like, insane. I'm so prepared for this. Like, it's great.
Yeah, I have to admit that I really appreciate this because normally when I go on a trip, I'm just like, all right, here I am. What am I going to do? I don't know, but I'll find out.
Me.
But I like that I know options. I like mm-hmm. that I know mm-hmm. where I could go, how close it is. You know, it's just a whole package deal for free.
Well, speaking of going somewhere because you want to know something, you can learn about social media at these brown bag things in one of our stories. Look, that was a beautiful segue.
Pretty good.
I thought you were going to segue into Mara's story.
That's what I also thought you were doing.
But hey. Hey, you know what?
You know the story about spring break, but...
No.
We'll
listen.
Talk about this
I
one.
I wanted to listen to it, but okay.
Listen, we'll get to it. We'll get to that one.
Okay. Little teaser.
I'm going in order. So we have these social media brown bag series. They're fantastic. I've always wanted to check one of these out. I normally have class during it. You know, as a social media curator, I would love to go to one of these and actually kind of like learn about how they do these things in a proper way. But the events are free. They were started by Adam Earnhardt, the chair of the Department of Communication, and he encourages members of the YSU community to join the series and learn more about how social media works and highlighting the different platform. And highlights a different platform each week. So I'm just listen. Yeah. I need to talk to this guy and have like just a one-on-one with him since I've missed every single one.
These are so informational. I know Morgan and I went to the very first Brown Bag series, and it had Jamie Jameson, who is like a crazy social media influencer around this area. She actually has almost 40,000 followers and has done social media for a lot of local companies, including Handles Ice Cream. And she takes very, very professional photos so that people can brand their social media. And then also the woman who runs White House Fruit Farm's social media account. And then the Brown Bag series that just occurred this week had Katie Hartwig, and Katie is great. She works with social media for Youngstown State University. She's the coordinator of social media and digital marketing, and Katie does such a great job. Like, she provides such an interactive social media platform that actually gets students to respond to her. I think she does a great job. I know Alyssa interviewed her before.
I have. She's great. Yeah, her whole thing is let's engage the audience. Let's, you know, ask questions. And I know there was she's really into doing the whole, like, Instagram stories where you ask a question and generate the response and everything. The one that I thought was really interesting was, like, name songs from, like, your favorite Spotify playlist to make, like, an ultimate study playlist or something. Just things like that to get students involved, which is really, it's really cool to watch.
Yeah, and it makes everything feel like a community because everyone is engaging with her, and then she is telling everybody else what someone says.
Exactly.
So it's really cool.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Every so often, when I watch their things, and I'm like, that's good. I kind of take a little note, and I'm like, maybe I should do something like that along those lines. So, off of that, with spring break starting up, as you travel and everything, make sure you take a jam bar with you. Send us a picture, and we'll post those up on social medias and everything. But we do have a full story about spring break that we're going to get to right now. I don't have it pulled up yet, but who wrote this one, and what's important about it?
So, Mara Morse. Who wrote? All right. So, Mara Morrison, our arts and entertainment editor, basically wrote a story about the fact that Youngstown State University gives YSU students the opportunity to go on school-sponsored trips so that they can go abroad, like in places similar to Europe and Greece, Belize, Mexico, and actually have a learning experience too while they go there. So I know that, you know, some students go with the geography department, others go with the communications department, and they actually get to go to little seminars and things like that while also exploring another country. So, you know, the study abroad office finds that this is very beneficial because it's an alternative way to learn about a new culture, and you get to go with your peers.
Absolutely. There's because I know Max Grubb does a trip every year. He's He pushes it every semester, beginning of the semester, trying to get kids and go to France to do this huge European trip and everything. But as a person that's like in the sports department or like the sports broadcasting department, Guy Harrison was trying to get a spring trip going about trying to check out some of like the European like soccer stadiums out that way. So you would have went to, oh goodness, what's the huge? You went to Wembley and everything. Wembley. You would have checked out all of those really cool stadiums. Try to catch a match, meet some of the people.
Should do that.
He was trying to get people to go.
Oh my gosh!
But he was the trip. Like the trip was so much money. It was a lot of money.
See that. If it's something that's like discussed now and people could fundraise for it,
yeah,
because it is a learning experience. I could see that as being, you know, something that people want to do.
Yeah, almost like how Max is his thing. Everybody will go to like the news outlets, like all the TV stations, and try to like channel 1, 2, and 3, whatever they are, and over in the UK, but you would check those out and you would go meet people that like hands-on work with like in the sports department for those European clubs, like the Premier League clubs and everything. So just a very interesting way, because as Americans we really don't care or pay attention to soccer.
Yeah.
So actually going to like the homeland and the motherland of like where soccer is king, it would be interesting to check out those stadiums and everything. So we're gonna go to the next story here we got, which is going to be the SGA releases Blackboard Improvement Survey.
Yes. So, for some of you that don't know, Youngstown State University Student Government Association is in the process of altering how Blackboard is used. There's no official plans yet, but they are putting out just a survey to get the general consensus of what students and faculty think. It's about how Blackboard is used by professors, and what SGA plans on doing, at least wants to do, is get all professors on campus to use Blackboard to put their grades in, you know, put in attendance. Because some people, you know, some professors don't do that, you know, and you're kind of in the dark about your grade until, you know, you get your final grades back and you're like,
oh no, I thought I had an A, but who?
Really, I got a C, you know? And so they just want everybody to use that. So, you know, if you can have time to drop a class, if you're going to get a bad grade, you can drop it within time because you know what your grade's going to be. And so right now they're just doing an improvement survey that's out there. There is a link on our website to follow that and take that survey. And they're just going to review that and see where they're going to go from there and talk to the Academic Senate.
Yeah.
So actually, as a personal story, a personal reflection of this, the new Blackboard, I'm not a fan of.
I was just about to say that. I don't like the redesign.
I don't like it either. I think there are too many buttons.
Yep.
It's not user-friendly.
I agree.
I think it's so much simpler now.
Mm-mm. Nope. I click the back button and I'm like,
you're out. Yeah.
And you're out.
And it's like, oh, man.
Yeah. Like, it looks nice. It's got a nice UI, but it's like navigating through it is like, it's so confusing.
It's a bear. It's a bear to navigate.
I like it. Maybe that's what makes me different.
Four against one. You lose.
Yep. That's your opinion, but you're wrong.
Get another squirrel. No.
Mike is off.
But yeah, I'm just not a fan of it. I mean, I like the idea of doing everything online and how it is, and just making it just something kind of just simpler. Don't overcomplicate a website. There's nothing worse than an overcomplicated website.
I think what's worse than the new Blackboard is being in an online class and your professor doesn't know how to use Blackboard.
Yes. I have a class, and like so much stuff is in Blackboard, it's impossible to find. Where every day before the class, I like have to text 3 people I'm in the class with and say, like, do you know what we're doing? They say, no, I can't find it on Blackboard. I'm like, me either. It's crazy. We have no idea where to find any of it.
Oh, my gosh.
Too much stuff. Too much stuff in the Blackboard. Not organized.
Too much stuff in the Blackboard. Yeah, I'm currently in a class, and I won't say who it is, but this person does not know how to use Blackboard, and this is an online-only class, so I want to cry.
Class?
No, you are not.
Okay.
The class that you're in, that person knows how to use Blackboard extremely well.
Thank you, Krishana.
Yes, you're great, Krishana. Your class is so easily...
so well organized. Like,
it's very easy to navigate.
All right, so what's the next story you guys want to go to? What are we doing next
year? So in April, I believe, there is going to be a panel discussion on mass shootings. And the discussion is titled Survival and Moving Forward. And it features individuals who are associated with mass shootings, including Sandy Hook Elementary School, Stoneman Douglas High School, and Columbine. And I think that this is one of the best lectures
cool.
that YSU has ever put on. This is amazing that we were able to get these people here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's free. It's completely free for YSU students and the community to go to.
But you need,
You do need a ticket, yes.
You can't just show up and say, all right, I'm here for the thing.
Well,
you
I'll use my press pass power and I'll get in.
That's right. Power to the press.
And I mean, the mother of one of the perpetrators of the Columbine High School shooting is going to be there. And it's there's one, two, three, four, five people who have somehow been associated with these tragedies. And it's going to be a gut-wrenching conversation.
Yeah, that's going to be something. Make sure you bring some tissues. I'm sure it's going to be an emotional and just very heavy-handed type of a discussion over such a very, very serious issue. Because a lot of people, the problems with schools and just mass shootings, it's starting to get out of hand.
I mean, just think about when we thought there could have been that on our campus.
Yeah, it was very, very close.
This is very relevant considering what could have happened on campus a few months ago.
Yeah, because it could hit home almost whenever. You don't know when it's going to hit home. So this is, I would think from hearing the mother of one of the perpetrators, it would be a way to kind of help figure out if, you know, someone that you do know has, like, signs of possibly, you know, not being happy with everything. So you can start diagnosing your child or a friend's kid. And so it could be... There's many ways and many things you could take away from this.
I agree. I mean, speech and everything. I'm not personally going to be covering it for the Jam Bar, but I'll be there. I wanna see what they have to say.
Yeah, I would like to go. That would be something to listen to. That is a discussion.
I'm ready to cry.
Yeah, bring them tissues.
Which one are we going to on Tuesday? What is
we
that?
We are next going Tuesday? Next Tuesday. We're going to Nancy Grace and Dan Abrams.
Yes, which I found out. What is Dan Abrams? Host of Live PD.
My favorite TV show.
Yeah. I'm so excited for that.
I contacted the people. I got Tanner and I in, so.
So stay tuned.
And I'll be there, just, you know, chilling. I'm just there for fun.
You can come hang out in the balcony with us.
Okay.
That's where I'll be taking pictures.
Personally, not a Nancy Grace fan, but Eddie George is coming, and I'm excited about that.
Oh, yeah. That's right. He's coming, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if any of you guys have tried to get tickets for any of these events at the Stanbaugh Auditorium, but I've been having so much trouble trying to do it, because when you type it, like, it asks for your information even though they're free. And then once you get to the part where you're supposed to get the tickets, it asks you to enter, like, your Stanbaugh Auditorium code or something.
Just use your press pass.
No. I want my mom to come.
You don't want to flex on people. Just say that she's your
this is my intern.
Yeah, she's
my
your mother. Intern. Yeah.
No, maybe
yeah.
I'll just call and do will call.
She's a non-traditional student.
My non-traditional person that looks exactly like me.
You can't discriminate. Maybe your mom is going to college now. Who knows?
That's very true, but she's not. That would be a lie and unethical.
Yes.
On to something that's really, really awesome. WIC Primary Care is opening in mid-March. It's actually opening the day that we get back from spring break. So if anybody gets sick over spring break, this is somewhere you can go for free, you know, to get checked out, whether it be the flu or whatnot. This fee of about $35 is already put into your student tuition, and this includes services from a physician and a psychiatrist. And the only thing that isn't included in that fee are going to be your antibiotics or any type of pill or injection you would need to get, because, you know, you would have to do that through insurance or just pay it out of pocket. But the awesome, awesome thing about this is that you can go here and not have insurance, and it's completely free. Wow. Other than, you know, the antibiotics and whatnot.
Yeah, so like the checkup
is free.
Yep.
So I'm going to use it because I don't have a doctor right now.
Yeah, it's a very wonderful tool, especially for people that, like, they do live here at YSU, and they're like, their family doctor or whatever is, like, you know, three states over. And you just got to go to somebody, be like, listen, something's wrong with me. I don't know what. You tell me what's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go from there. You can go to, like, a Rite Aid or something. You can go get a checkup, or even just to them. You could tell them, like, just give me a shot or give me some antibiotics. So, it's just a wonderful tool. So, it's very fantastic and a great thing for YSU to have.
Yeah, I agree. So use it because you're paying for it anyway. So
truth.
If you're sick, just go.
Maybe I'll ask him about my eye twitch.
That's stress and too much caffeine.
Okay.
Wow, well, Dr. Gobep in the
guess
house.
I don't
that's
have to
$35,
go.
$35, sir.
Yeah. I take issues, a copay.
His issues are always so easily solvable.
It's so, like eye twitching, dry skin,
he looks
stomach
so much
issues.
You need a lotion. Start eating healthy.
WebMD says you have like tuberculosis.
WebMD says I have a stomach ulcer.
Honestly, you stress yourself out so much that I wouldn't doubt it. So.
Hey,
having lunch with you when you were worried about your car was like miserable, so I can only imagine.
And then he walks into Culture House to get coffee almost like sweating.
Was I really?
Yes, you were. You look so distraught.
I'm worried about my car.
Hey,
I don't blame you.
Tanner, don't take this as an insult, but know who you remind me of.
Oh no, this is gonna be insulting.
Woody Allen. Have you
That's insulting.
You remind me of Woody Allen.
You mean allegedly
Wait, in
Rowan
what way? Like, I hope not his personality and
allegedly,
like what the man like in
no, the
relations?
A little bit, little
the personality,
bit, little bit with like
oh,
the
no.
the worry warp
oh, no,
stuff.
Oh, no.
The man like married his like daughter.
No,
or
no, not that stuff. That's like that's okay. Personal. Personality is different.
Okay, okay.
So just like
gotcha.
The way, just the way you're like, oh man, I'm worried about
okay.
my car.
Wait,
and
does personality not contain the same tendencies that are in this?
No, personal issues and then personality. Are
okay.
Yeah, but isn't that in his personality to just
worry?
All right, on to the next
See,
story.
I'll take a Michael Cera. I'll take a Macaulay Culkin. But Woody Allen, that's a
Woody
well,
Allen. It's a good
a Michael Cera. Like,
oh yeah, I've been getting
from,
that my whole life. Yeah,
especially from Arrested Development.
Yeah.
Please don't tell me you have a crush on your cousin, though.
No.
Okay, good. We safe. No.
Lord have mercy.
Do I remind anyone here of a giraffe?
Wow. No.
I see.
Honey,
oh,
I don't
yeah.
have a long neck.
Yeah, I do. The personality. Yeah, I get it. I
that
see
is
you
false.
More as a wolf.
This is fake news. I'm not a giraffe.
I am a wolf.
Look, I am a wolf. Yeah, I'm a wolf. I took the spirit animal test. I'm a wolf. I'm not a giraffe. I look nothing. I don't act like
oh,
a giraffe. I don't
your
look like a giraffe.
On
wolf.
The 16 personalities test.
I am. Something P. I'm an INTJ. I'm a genius. I'm like the super genius level. INFP. INTP. He knows.
Wait,
INTP.
Is that really what you got?
Yeah,
because
INTP.
Because I got entertainer.
Okay, INTP is like genius.
What is this? I need to take this test. I feel
it's like a 16 personalities thing.
We don't
like,
have time for today, but
it takes a while. Yeah.
Okay.
I am the debater.
I forget like what my thing
yeah,
is called.
Yeah,
Tanner. What am I?
I don't know. You're like the extroverted like version of like me. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. But all I know is I'm Neo, Alyssa's Morpheus. So
yes,
fan. Oh, so we're gonna talk about another story. What's the next one we got here? We have YSU Dance Assembly leaps into opening night. Is that what we're
assembly?
Gonna talk about? Ensemble.
We are the assembly
we
of dance.
It's the dance ensemble.
Dance
stomp
ensemble
team.
Leaps into opening
them.
Night. I'm sorry.
Hey, does YSU have a stomp team?
Oh my gosh, that'd be fun.
I wish they did.
Yeah.
Or like a step team.
Do you not know
no,
what the stomp team is?
We have a hip-hop team. I wrote a
well,
story on them.
Champion had, like, a stomp team where basically they would just, like, stomp.
So, like, a
okay, I guess, all right, YSU doesn't have one. But
yeah,
like,
I know what you're talking
yeah.
about. I
okay,
wish we
anyway,
did, though.
Remember crunking?
Oh, my gosh.
Remember crunk?
Crunk?
Or is that crimp? Crunk.
It's crunk.
There
it's
are
like,
some
literally, like, very
hair.
Intense,
do you,
like,
do you know how
dancing?
Much of grandparents we sound? We're crimping your hair.
I know, you know, like, that, like, it, like, what are those, like... It'll be like pop punk bands will like cover songs from like pop punk goes country or something. There's one that's like pop punk goes crunk or something like that. I remember that.
No, there is.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look it up.
It's so good.
Yeah,
I listen to every single one of those. They're fantastic.
Yeah.
We'll listen to it after the show.
Guys, okay. I just finished my coffee and I'm like overheated.
Yeah, it's okay, hot. It's warm
yeah.
in here.
You want to know what's
yeah,
worse than
crunk?
We've got 10 minutes. We're almost done.
You know what's worse than crunk?
What?
Juggalos.
Yeah.
Well. All Time Low covered Umbrella by Rihanna in that
yeah,
album. That's why I knew what it was. That's
there's some good tracks on there.
Yeah.
Okay,
give it up.
Anyway, on our next story, the YSU Dance Ensemble had its opening night for the first time on February 28th in the Ford Theater in Bliss Hall. Emily McConnell, who is a freshman a freshman in the dance ensemble, said her favorite piece in the show was to perform something called A Day in the Sun. It was created by one of the student choreographers, Sarah Gage. The program consists of 12 dance pieces split into two acts, and the dance pieces were choreographed by 3 faculty members and 9 student choreographers. And so they had, I believe, 2 weekends of it. Or maybe 2 days. I don't know. I'm forgetting. The coffee's making me wired.
It was only for one weekend. I believe it was, a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday situation.
Yeah, probably the whole weekend. Yeah. But apparently they did very well, and it, brought out a lot of people, so.
That's awesome. Great, yeah. So they'll have more of those. More of those.
I hope so.
I know, really cool. As someone who is in the theater department occasionally, I know they look forward to this dance ensemble every year. It's a chance, because, in musicals and stuff, there's a little bit of choreography, but not much, so everyone who's interested in dance just really goes all out for this, and, yeah, always a good time.
Absolutely.
All cool. Right, on to some sport. Awesome news.
I'm so ready.
Awesome news. Sonic's design from the new movie leaked out.
That's not
it's shut up, huge. Tanner.
Have you guys seen this?
No. I'm about to mute you.
Don't tell me. Just let me say mute this. Him. Let me say this. Why did they do that to him? Why did they make him look like that?
He muted you.
But, I haven't watched it yet. I haven't seen it.
It's not a trailer. It, leaked no? out.
Just
his
a picture?
A picture of, what his design is going to look like.
Please don't tell him they gave him real hair.
Yes.
Yeah, Nike shoes. He's not wearing gloves, so he has real hands. And he has two separate eyes now.
Oh, hell.
He looks disgusting.
Yes,
long, disgusting legs. His calves are so defined, it's disgusting. I can't believe they're making this movie. But I'm going to see it. I'm going to love it. So we'd love to see it, folks.
I can't wait to see Detective Pokey.
Pikachu. Yeah. I'm genuinely excited for that one. It actually looks really good.
He looks like a blue dog.
It looks so bad. I mean, Sonic is, already, a cringy design, and it's now they drop this on us. Come on.
Morgan, let me see this thing.
They had to have known.
Yeah, I have
what
to
it,
see
would
it
happened.
Now, too.
There.
Oh, no.
Is it this?
Oh, no.
Is it this?
No.
That's my favorite.
No.
Yeah. That's awful.
That's there not, it is. That's not it. That's not
that's
it.
That's it. That's official.
It looks like a human being in a suit.
Yeah, it looks like a
hair.
Like a fursuit.
It's bad. It's no bueno. But
no.
Back to sports.
I had to bring that up. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Listen. That's some breaking news. That's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
He looks like a little rat.
But YSU won a crazy game on Wednesday. Very close. They had the biggest lead of the game, and ended up being the final score. I mean, they only won by a few points. And but they're heading to Detroit. I will be there. I will be covering it. Make sure you check social media and stuff for. Game updates and all that fun things.
That's this weekend, right? Or is that
Monday?
They're
Monday.
Playing on
okay.
Monday,
they'll
yeah.
play Monday, and if they win Monday, they'll play in the Horizon League Championship on Tuesday.
Cool.
So I'll be up there hopefully both days. I can't wait.
What would you say their chances are? Do you think they're going to do it?
I say it's slightly in their favor. I say 51-49. If you want percentage.
Okay.
Yeah, because
they're going to be neck and neck.
Yeah, Green Bay is they're a really good team. They like to leave. They are a very low scoring team, so they don't like. Their games are maybe within in the 30s points wise.
Okay.
And YSU, they like to score. They like to put up points. So if they could score more points than the other team, they'll win. the obvious answer.
Yeah.
But it's just that simple. I mean, we have a lot of talent. We have really have 9 players off the bench does YSU, and they're all highly capable of scoring. So very exciting. Make sure you check it out up there in Detroit, the Little Caesars Arena.
Ooh, yeah. I love Little Caesars.
Yeah, I've never been to Detroit before, and I'm very excited to go there for the first time to do this.
Yeah, and something that's really exciting is if they win this game on the 11th, the YSU Athletic Department is taking reservations for a fan student bus trip to Detroit on March 12th, because that's when the championship game is. So if you would like to do that for the possibility that they win, then you need to do that by 5 p.m. on Monday, March 11th, because the tip-off is at 3:30 on March 11th. And so this bus, if they win, is leaving at 12 p.m. on the 12th, and you might be able to see them win the championship.
Absolutely. Let's pack the pizza box.
Yeah, and then if not, if you can't make it to the actual semifinal game, there's going to be something at the Stambaugh Stadium for people to come watch.
Like a watch party.
Yeah, a watch party.
That'd cool. be awesome.
Yeah.
Make sure you guys are there, unless you're in, going somewhere.
Yeah, we'll be in Tennessee.
We can always watch it online, too, ESPN3 or whatever, if you do have that or have those abilities. But, yeah, I can't wait. I'm so excited for spring break. We have 5 minutes. Are you guys excited about spring break? What are we talking about?
I am so excited about spring break, Brent.
So on your long agenda that you've made, about probably a month ago, what is the one thing on there you're most excited about?
The cabin.
Yeah, so I've gone to Tennessee a few times now, and I think I'm most excited about bringing friends to a place that's so close to my heart. And I'm really excited about the cabin because the cabin we booked was a great deal and it's secluded and it's just it's going to be so much fun. Downtown Gatlinburg is always a great time. There's a ton of museums and stores and restaurants and just a big strip that has a ton to do. And also nature because, you know, even though there's the strip and it's kind of touristy, you're like in the mountains. So it's very easy to like get lost and, you know, go on a hike and explore.
Find a bear, find a squatch, whatever. Yeah. And
I'm
very into the nature part of going on vacation. I love to go hiking. I love to just feel relaxed. And I'm so excited about this. You will find me sitting outside on the porch drinking a cup of coffee every morning.
Yeah, I'm sharing a room with Rachel, and we have, like, one of those really big jacuzzi bathtubs. And nice. Rachel's bringing her bubbles. I'm bringing Mr. Bubbles.
the children's bubble bath.
Rachel's going to write her first novel.
Yeah, it'll be a good one.
That's pretty quick for a novel.
Hey, put me in nature, when I can write forever.
When she's inspired, she can do it.
Yeah, it'll probably be some type of cabin in the woods-esque type of thing. Mm. I'm just kidding. I'm not writing a novel.
Like a horror story or something?
Honestly, if I ever were to write a novel, it would absolutely be a horror.
I feel like, out of all the genres, I feel like that's probably the easiest. Let's be real. Just write about the scariest thing. Uh-oh.
Tanner. It's easy to screw up.
Oh, no, it's definitely true.
I can tell you that.
Yes, I'm saying you can write it, but who knows if it's going to be good.
But no, I'd say horror is pretty hard to do. Not too many people get it right.
Yeah. I think I would maybe a thriller, instead of a horror.
Yeah,
I'm not too much of a ghost and ghoul type of person. Maybe a really terrible murder.
Terrible murder.
I feel
murder.
Like if I wrote a book, it would be like a children's book.
I agree.
Yeah.
So, no offense, but I agree.
Thanks.
Be on brand.
Yeah, it's definitely on brand.
Well, what I'm due for spring break is I'm going to be chillaxing. At home.
At Outback.
I'm selling my soul to Outback once again for another break.
Sounds
Everyone
like
go
fun.
Visit her.
Please, all happy please for bring me money. I'm poor.
Please go get one of those onion ring things from her.
How?
An awesome blossom.
Dare you What's disgrace my brand.
What is it?
It is a Bloomin' Onion, trademarked by Outback.
Yeah, I don't eat those.
We also have some coconut shrimp we're famous for and our grilled shrimp on the Barbie. Mwah. Delicious.
Bobby.
Yeah.
Grilled shrimp on the Bobby. Yeah.
On the Barbie. Yeah. We also have a beautiful chicken on the Barbie. If you guys don't know and aren't, you know, culturally, you know, out there, a Barbie is a grill.
Again,
the barbecue.
Again, Outback, not a sponsor yet.
I will ask my boss, Ben Rhodes.
Let's do one last quick sponsorship that is not paid. I would just like to give a shout out to Youthology Med Spa because
yes.
I love them. Melanie Warren gave me a chemical peel. My whole entire face came off and I'm glowing. Normally I have really bad acne scars, but they're starting to go away. So thank you. She's amazing.
Yes. Awesome. Morgan and I bonded by getting our lips done there. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Very
no
nice
shame.
Place.
No shame.
Shame.
Yeah.
No shame, no tea. Yeah. They're looking good.
I mean, they seem to be the place that all the gals are going to. So, shout out to them for making everybody feel pretty.
Absolutely. So, we're gonna end things here. We're going to wrap it up. If you guys are going anywhere over spring break, like all of us are, except for Morgan, make sure you send make sure you send in pictures of you with the paper.
Send in a picture of you with the paper at Outback.
I will.
Yeah,
that go see the Sonic movie in November.
No, don't do that. Don't support that
paid
garbage.
Sponsor. That's our first paid sponsor. Go see Sonic.
I also
the
need
Hedgehog
a new phone screen. Somebody sponsor me for that one.
New phone
Please.
Screen. Did you break it?
Yeah. Look at this thing.
Well. Back to what I was saying. We're going to wrap things up here. Send in your pictures of the paper. Make sure you send them to the social media. Make sure you follow social media for game updates. And have a great spring break, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Jamcast. And don't forget, journalism matters, everyone.